Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Boom. Welcome to Grown Dad Business. This is Aaron Kleiber. I'm here in the dad cave before I move with Jason Clark.
Pop, pop, pop.
Pop, pop, pop.
Boom.
What, did you shoot somebody?
Pop, pop, pop.
You're making
pop,
sounds pow. Like gunshot sounds
pop,
in
pow.
Old Dre song.
Pop, pop.
There's Jason, a pop, pop, pop.
Pop, pop, pow.
Jeez, oh, man. This episode is sponsored and brought to you by the beautiful people at Dad Gear, dadgear.com, and our friend Mary Mac Bakehouse.
Mm, yum, 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 yum.
That's a theme song. We just made that for Mary Mac. But this episode, Jason and I, as we're promoting Mary Mac's Bakehouse.
What are we going to talk about?
We're talking about the dad bod. Maybe our dad bods. If there was a model for dad bods, it's me and Jason Clark.
Granddad Business with Aaron Kleiber. That's my dad. Hello. Underpants? That is hilarious. She should mouth you. Rate and review this podcast or my daddy will go into a deep depression. Going down business with Aaron Kleiber.
Yo, boom. Yo, pop, pop, pop. Yeah! I'm going to do all of yours combined with mine.
Yeah, just do them all.
Oh, you're...
Oh my God.
What is
I don't
that?
Know. I don't know.
You're lit today.
It's been a long day.
You're lit today, blow
pal. Lit. Lit.
You're lit.
We shouldn't say lit. We shouldn't say lit.
Why?
I don't know. It just to me it sounds
weird. Say lit?
Nah, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. You say what you want to say.
Oh,
I
just man,
I
right.
know. I know I can't be walking and go, that's lit. Like it just doesn't sound right.
Why? Because we have dad bods? I thought about talking to dad bod today because I kind of at a point right now in my life that I feel like garbage.
It's more of a this is more of a psych session. This is me and you getting together, going.
Bro, I ain't trying to get that deep,
but deep enough to make you feel a little bit better about ourselves.
We gotta like I'm in a free shirt because it fits right now. Dodgeball shorts. Jason's crossing his legs. He can't
I'm
do that.
Good.
But look how tight it is. It looks like you're wearing a leotard.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I told you.
What are these? Those jeggings?
I fluctuate.
Are these jeans jeggings?
Oh, hell. Here we go. What does that shirt say? Primal Rage?
I mean, actually, I got
what
this from
that?
The fine people at Loot
Crate.
Loot Crate.
We're not ready to.
They're not ready to sponsor, but you can holler at your boy, Loot Crate. I'll get at you.
That crate business is crazy.
I know.
Huh?
Let's take a dad crate.
Let's take like 30 seconds to talk about crates. I mean,
here's the thing.
Everything.
I think that the Grown Dad Business should have a dad crate. I think every month we should pick a listener that we'll send a dad crate to. What do you think about that?
That we're just going to rummage through your stuff before you move and put crates together so you don't have to move it into your new house.
Jason, I got to tell people how I'm trying to get rid of my shit.
I know. That's like, hey, during a stand-up.
It'll be like.
So during a stand-up get-down, our the one and only comedy game show in the world, we have a box that the comics come and
what's
put.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? They would put stuff in the box, right? And and then we award it to a member of the audience. Every month I go downstairs and I'm like, so which old PS2 game do I want to give away today? Because GameStop wouldn't give me a quarter for that son of a
bitch. You do bring some random like game or some random Pittsburgh sports collectible.
Oh my gosh.
Here's cans. Here's a Jason Kendall keychain.
I have a Jason Kendall bobblehead somewhere,
you
I'm
do.
Sure.
I know, I'm sure you do. Well, that's, I mean, dude.
But it's like, we're giving away a crate of.
We should
a month. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I want you guys to do. If you're listening, I want you guys to tweet at me, at Aaron Kleiber, because I'm gonna put the crate together, or whatever. Get us on our Facebook page. Wherever you found this podcast, just comment hashtag dad crate.
And we're going to go through our stuff, and we're going to put together a personal
crate. No, it's going to be a good dad crate.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I might purchase some things.
You're crazy.
There might be alcohol in it.
What?
Dude, a little dad crate, bro.
I like it.
Once a month, we're gonna take everybody's names, and we're going to randomly select somebody to receive a dad crate from us.
Hashtag dad crate.
Hashtag dad crate on anywhere you find us.
Doesn't matter.
Because if you found this podcast, you'll find us on social media.
Yeah.
So anywhere you can, hashtag dad crate. And, at the end of the month, I'm going to send somebody. And we're going to do that every month from now on. Little hashtag dad crate. Once a month, dude.
That's how we do this.
Do you see how I just make up ideas while I'm recording?
Yeah, we're just rolling.
Boom. And I just, boom. I don't have to ask anybody. This is our podcast.
Yeah.
This is my house. Mm-hmm. We're sending a dad crate. Mother and deal with it.
Is that a thing?
What?
Should we check that for copyright?
What, dad crate?
I haven't seen a dad crate anywhere.
I'm sure there's a dad crate. There's crates for everything. There's like.
There's a crate. I knew somebody that was getting a snack. An international snack crate.
Oh, I heard about that, and that's incredible.
Yes.
And I would love to be sponsored by the International Snack Crate.
Yeah, because you'll be getting snacks from all over the world.
Jason, let's stop there and continue.
Because right away we go right into snacks.
We both are talking about.
What snacks do you want? To the two guys, listen, we're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
The two guys, we're going to sit here and talk about how we've lost all this weight, and then we put a few pounds on. We're not happy the way we feel in our clothes. But we're the guys that ate a dozen donuts on the road from Columbus to Pittsburgh.
I am also the guy who, and Jason also, eats barbecue in every city I go to.
Me and my wife.
Dude.
2 weekends ago, Melissa said, where do you want to go to lunch? I said, I don't know. Where do you want to go to lunch? She goes, Cleveland. So
went to a city for lunch.
Just for lunch.
You're like dropping the Learjet, girl.
Yeah, just a 2-hour drive because we found a barbecue place in Cleveland.
Good.
That we absolutely hot sauce Williams.
We've dropped so many sponsors.
We're like a NASCAR podcast.
This is not Dad Bod anymore. No. This is Oprah presents things Jason and Aaron likes. That's what this episode is.
But Cleveland, I love Cleveland.
And good food.
It's a great city.
Dude, I went to a great pho restaurant there.
Oh,
little soup pho. Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk about the Dad Bod,
which we can.
Huh?
We're good. Let's do it.
What?
The dad bod.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah.
You did research for this one.
I did.
It's amazing. I love it.
What? You shut your mouth.
I'm usually the research
guy. Here's the thing. It's reaching summertime, and my family, we've been going out and walking on like a trail.
Yep.
And I have not worked out very much in the last couple weeks because we're moving.
Yeah.
We're moving, and I'm on the road. And it got crazy. It just got crazy. And I've only been able to work out like once or twice a week at the gym. And then I'm trying to walk with the family a little bit. We're going out on the trail. It's a nice little thing.
It's the best.
But dude, here's the thing. Like, I'm going to blame my dad bod on an injury.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you my story. I think I've always had some sort of dad bod.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've had a dad bod probably since 8th grade.
Mm.
So like in high school I was fine. I played some sports and I lifted a little bit and always, you know, I was never cut. You know what I mean? But I was always, you know, pretty beefy guy, you know, wasn't fat, you know.
Right.
But then, dude, I played hockey. I played hockey in college and then I started working with kids and started going out and eating wings and pizza all the time.
Yeah.
And working at camps and
I think the thing that happens to us in general is there was a time where we could do that, where we could eat and our metabolism just cranked and you never worried about it. And then all of a sudden you're 30 plus and that you can't do that. You know, your body has, we don't understand the makeup of our body and the change that we go through as well. I mean, we know our wives go through these changes and everything changes for them.
They have a person inside them.
Yeah. I mean, that
we
was
have
the whole
no
thing.
Excuse.
No, it's just that, you know, the metabolism rate changes and we can get all scientific, which
for
I'm
sure.
not qualified to talk about, but, I mean, I had a period of time where I was cut. I had a time where I was, you
were
know,
cut.
I was at a point where I was so skinny that my father had a little private discussion with me to be concerned if I had an illness. That's how skinny
he's like,
I was.
Are you on the H?
Yeah.
Are you shooting the H?
He was concerned.
Did he ask you if you were like on heroin or something?
My dad asked me if I had had an, I had gone and had a checkup. If, and I said, Dad, what are we talking about? He goes, bro, you've been wearing a condom? And I'm like,
he thought you had AIDS?
That's how thin I was, Aaron. It was like, because my dad, you got to understand, so we broke off for a minute. So my dad hadn't seen me for a while. So when I was in high school, I was a little bit thicker because I was playing football and things. And then I dropped off. I was working construction.
Right, yeah.
And I was just on the go. And then I'd come home, I'd eat a sandwich and go play basketball for three hours. I was a 20,
that's so ridiculous.
I was a 21, 20-year-old guy.
Right.
And I was thin. My daughter has a picture of me. That somehow someone took this picture. It was before I met Melissa. My wife, my daughter has this picture, and I look at it. I'm like, oh shit! Like I'm looking at it going, wow! Like yeah.
You... No, I've always looked like a D3 linebacker.
Yeah, I've always had the.
That's
know,
my look.
Yeah,
that's
the D3 linebacker. Yeah.
I've always and right now I've graduated to like D3 outside guard.
Yeah,
and I don't like that.
So you like to lift weights though, right?
Yeah,
like you like to lift weights.
I've always liked to lift, like bodybuild lift.
Yeah,
yeah. I didn't for years.
Yeah.
Years I didn't, especially when I worked with kids. And then getting into comedy, I did not work out at all. I mean, I probably took like. Maybe like a 6 or 7 year break from working out. Yeah. But that's why I hit 330 pounds, dude. That's where I hit
so
a couple
where you
years
topped
ago.
Out. I topped out at 305.
Wow. And how tall are you? You're taller
I'm 6'3".
Than me. Yeah, I'm 6'1". Yeah. Well, the reason why I brought this up is because I really wanted to do this, not because you and I we have a fragile inner child right now.
we're in a transition phase.
We're in a transition.
That's what we're calling it.
We're transitioning into not going to die when we're 40.
And that's the thing.
You're over 40, so.
Let's crank it up. Man, well, you made it. 9, 10, almost 12 minutes in this podcast before ever mentioning my age, you son of
well,
a bitch.
Well, Jason, I still didn't mention your age, by the way. And
yeah,
I thought.
You went 40.
I thought.
You knew 40. You had
know,
to check
here's
yourself.
The thing. I want to apologize. I think I went a little too hard on you. Because you are young at heart. And.
Dim the lights.
I felt like.
Wendy, dim the lights over there so we can look eye to eye
Jason,
and this is happening right now.
I felt like I went too hard on you
last
episode and.
The gaming
last
episode.
Two episodes. Yeah. Three or four episodes. Well, I might
have been five.
I might, well, I mean, nobody's
and two stand up get downs.
Okay, well, the reason why I brought up this episode today is because.
That is the closest you get from a heartfelt apology from Eric Kleiber.
I said I'm sorry.
You did. I love you.
Well, the dad bod is in the dictionary now.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, it's
I
in the dictionary.
That announcement.
I know, isn't that crazy?
What went in before, that or twerk?
I don't know,
right,
Jason.
Well, you did research, Aaron.
I only
so
know the research that I'm looking up. There's definitely some weird words in there, but they added 300 new words this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Well, yeah. Well, they had to add sexting.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's not in yet.
It's not in. Oh, it just went in
sexting.
With this grouping.
Yeah, sexting, cat cafes.
Oh, that yeah.
That's,
we have one here in Lawrenceville now. Like, right
and you know what else? Hangry, hangry's in there.
Hold on, pump your brakes.
What?
That cat cafe thing.
Yeah.
Jason,
you're asking about things I did not research about.
No, I know. No, but Sean did. Sean Collier, who also is on that wildly popular movie review podcast.
Oh, Handle the Truth podcast.
Yeah, it's
with
a good
co-host
one.
Aaron Kleiber.
Yeah. He did a whole article on that, and I had a little side talk with him because I still couldn't understand what the hell, why people would, what that's all about. And I'm not going to get into it, but just research
no
Cat Cafe.
Yeah, it's, research
it's
that.
Nuts.
But along with Dadbot, I mean, there was other things like alt-right and white nationalist movement.
Wow, that made, we're talking Merriam-Webster. Like, alt-right has already made it in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, it's funny. They had to do all kinds of things. Put a bunch of crazy words in, but dad bod made it in. Dabbing. They added dabbing. Friendversary. Slay. Yeah, I know. Also, like, I'm surprised sext was not in yet, but also the struggle bus.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you don't? Throw in shade.
Yeah.
I'm surprised these aren't in yet.
Yeah. Wait, that's not a that's a phrase, basically. How's that a word?
I know. Throw shade.
Is it hyphenated?
No, throw shade. To insult or criticize someone.
What, this is a thesaurus or is
but
this
also,
a dictionary?
Jason is making the last entry, and he's making a bitch face right now.
Is it resting or
a
is
facial,
it just straight
no,
up?
No, this is just bitch face. A facial expression someone makes when that looks threatening. One that looks threatening or angry, but it's actually just the person's regular resting face.
What does it say? What's the word?
Bitch face.
They put bitch face in
yes.
the dictionary.
Yeah, dude.
This is nuts.
The funniest line, but it is actually just the person's regular resting face. But dad bod made it.
Yeah.
And this should just be my Twitter bio. A man who is attractive despite being a little overweight.
Really?
Boom.
That's the definition?
See, I don't think... No, let me throw this.
What does attract? Like that's so superficial. What does that have to do with anything?
What are you talking about, Jace?
So if I'm okay,
what
if I'm a dad?
Yeah,
and I'm a little bit on the ugly side.
No.
And I'm
ugly.
Carrying some pounds. You're just like that's fat, ugly dude.
Yeah,
but if I'm good looking, decently,
yeah, but
and people are like,
about,
oh, he's sort of attractive.
Jace, it's all about the face, though, dude. We got cute faces. Look at our faces. We got cute faces, bro. This is all we have.
Okay.
What?
It's just a weird definition for me.
I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Hmm.
But I did some research, and
it's
a lot of
doughy though.
What's doughy?
Like that's what it is, right? It's like you're kind of doughy.
It's
you're
just
like you're not
a
cut.
It's,
you got
it,
a little
yeah,
bit of imperfections,
cut, right? But it's not fat, right? I mean, like, at this point right now, I'm moving away from dad bod, which is scaring me.
You're on a scale, so you
have, oh,
like,
yeah, I'm turning into like I play World of Warcraft by myself.
With garbage bags over the windows of the basement.
Yeah, dude. Like it's I'm getting bad. Like I'm getting close to black jeans and a wizard shirt.
Which there's nothing wrong with
nothing
that.
Nothing wrong with that. I no, used to own that, actually. I still own that wizard shirt. But no, here's what makes me mad. It's funny you said that because it says the definition says a man. I disagree. I think
oh shit.
Let me tell you
go
something.
Ahead.
I think you need to be a dad.
Oh yeah.
Because here's the thing. Because they keep using examples like they'll say, oh, you know, during the summertime or when certain actors are in between movies, they have dad bods. Like
Leonardo
DiCaprio's
DiCaprio.
Dad bod. I'm like motherfucker. He don't have kids. You're just lazy.
So that was my follow-up
question.
They
keep saying Jason Segel. And then the worst one. Like, he doesn't get enough credit for mediocre things. Seth Rogen.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
No, he does not get dad bod. But then they use Adam Sandler. Father?
Yeah.
Dad bod? Perfect.
So, before you... So, if Seth Rogen doesn't... Let's say,
dude,
what are you calling them?
Fat.
so we're not fat.
Oh no. Okay.
We have kids.
We're fat. What I'm saying is, I don't think that you should use dad bod if you don't have kids.
Okay.
Boom. There it is.
All right. I mean, I'm not gonna argue. I don't
actually. It's actually if you don't have kids and someone says you have a dad bod, that's insulting. Don't you think?
But doesn't it insinuate...
Because you're like, oh, shoot, I look like that I sit around...
So what does it insinuate?
...and eat candy with my kids.
Is it insinuating that because we have kids that we're just sort of like, oh, whatever?
Well, here's the thing. I did some research, and the Center for Disease Control...
Oh, shit.
And
we got to put some asterisks on this. Like,
yeah.
Footnote this shit. Go ahead.
I can't footnote nothing. But it was like whoever the Center for...
As long as it's not word for word, we're
the
good.
The Center for Health and whatever, you know, real
yeah.
things.
The CDC. I think I know what the CDC was on
whatever.
The Walking
Dead. But they said they do studies every year
yeah.
of over 5,000 men and women, and they study weight in Americans. Mm-hmm. And one of the interesting things they said was that... I laughed really hard when I read this. It said that 92% of dads in the study, you know, the guys that had kids, said that they tried to lose weight in the last year.
Yeah.
And they said 70% actually lost weight. Yeah. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
But still, 22%, that's not bad.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was funny that the 70% was like, whatever.
Yeah.
We didn't do it. It didn't work. But yeah, I think that the dad bod should be reserved for dads.
Don't take it away from us.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too. What they're saying is that they studying people that have kids and people that don't is that there's a lot of different factors into the dad bod. The one factor is age. Age. Mm-hmm. Is that the average age of most of the dads was like 32 or something. Mm-hmm. 30. Yeah, 30.
Okay.
And they only did a study with men ages 18 to 35. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
So everybody that was older fell into the dad category. You know, not everybody, but a lot of people did.
Yeah.
So the average age of the dad was like 30 or 32, something like that. And they basically said, like, after 30, your body changes.
Yeah.
You know, men and women, it's really hard to lose weight after you're 30, for sure. The older you get, the harder it is to lose weight. Also, they said, it is your lifestyle change. A lot of times, it is you do gain pregnancy weight. I know for a fact, every time my wife was pregnant, I gained weight.
We just talked about this the other day. Someone was asking I forget where we were and what we were talking about, but we were out at dinner with somebody, and they got to talking about gaining weight for pregnancy.
Right.
And my wife is very small. She's a very short and petite lady.
Yeah.
Melissa gained 22 pounds with Jason.
Wow.
That's it.
That's not a lot at all.
No. And this lady about came out of her chair. And so I probably, when she said that, I sort of sat back and thought, oh, shit. I think I gained 30 during that pregnancy, I didn't have a baby in me.
I don't even remember.
You know, I don't remember, but no, I that's probably false. I mean, I think that once you have children, I think it's what's kind of crazy is your life becomes secondary as far as self care, and you also then as they start to get older, then they get involved with different things, and you find yourself running around, going to different events and sporting events. We controlled that somewhat, where we didn't have our kids in like a bunch of different things all at the same time. Like, I know there's families out there that they have kids that are doing multiple sports and dance all in the same season,
right?
And they're basically eating, you know, garbage as they're going from place to place.
Sure.
So I think that that happens in our lives, and I think that I think that for men, too, I think that now when I got to the point where my kids were older, I did step back and go. It happened to me. It was when I had a knee injury and my orthopedic. I went and blew my ACL out. And I said, it was probably just, you know, I've been having knee problems for years, Doc. And, you know, and this was a second surgery he did on me. And he goes, Jason, we've been together for a little while. Can I be frank with you? And I said, yeah, you can tell me what's up. And he goes, you're a fat ass. Like, I said, I don't think I like you anymore. But that was an eye-opener.
Yeah,
when I was just like, holy shit.
I
can sit there and blame it on playing sports since I was 7 years old and taking knee shots and different things. When you're carrying 305 pounds, and it just happens.
Yeah.
That was a thing. Like, I just lost track of it. So now, you know, for me, like you said, you know, it was kind of interesting. You lost a lot of weight. You look, you know, great. I mean, and the thing is that I think that, you know, you have to start thinking of, like, what did you do to get to that point in the first place? And it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And for me, it's a lot of just, you know, portion control and getting off the things I love.
Oh, for sure.
Donuts.
Wait, what were we just talking about right before that?
Mm.
Before you start getting into going to the doctor.
You were talking about baby weight.
Oh, the baby weight.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, because I have one more thing about that. So the baby weight is a factor for sure. It is. I mean, when my wife is eating and I'm like, yeah, sure, we can order a pizza at 10 o'clock. Of course we can. That sounds amazing, you know. But the last and final thing they were saying was that it has a lot to do with the older you get, and especially once you have kids, you're content. You start to not care.
Yeah.
And you're kind of okay with who you are.
Yeah.
And you get busy.
Yeah.
And that makes so much sense, because there's a point now, I definitely think, I mean, I'm well into, you know, years of marriage.
Yeah.
So over a decade now.
This is my 20th year.
Yeah. And you're kind of like,
Well, I think you hear that where people will say, you know, oh, well, you don't have to give a shit because, you know, you're not trying to impress a woman or anything because you have. I've heard people say that.
Right.
Not to me in general. Never to me.
Right.
But I've heard people say that.
Oh, sure.
And I never looked at it that way. But maybe subconsciously that's what you fall into.
You know. No, you're right.
You know, I don't think I ever sat there and said, well, I'm off the market. So who gives? I'm going to eat three Big Macs. Like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I never thought that either, but I think it's more or less they're saying it's like a subconscious thing.
Yeah.
Where you're not so worried about it.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to dig into that. There's something I can say about that for sure. That my wife and I went through with me losing weight. But I'm going to take a quick break. Smack a break real quick.
Boom.
Boom. Grown dead break. Pam, pam, pam. I have to do fake air horns. That's the sound. Hey, I want to give a shout out to two awesome sponsors we have this week. First, Dad Gear. Hmm. Now, Dad Gear, if you go to dadgear.com, you could check out some of the amazing things that Dad Gear has. Dad Gear, they design diaper bags. They design messenger bags, backpacks for dads. They even have a diaper vest. I know, right? And the Dad Gear bags are made in the USA. They're built to last and keep the dads super organized. They're also perfect for moms. Dad Gear sent me some dope bags. The backpack is now attached to my wife. She loves it. It is seriously one of the best backpacks I've ever seen. It has more. It's like MacGyver was a dad and was like, I got to kick this backpack up a notch.
Yeah.
There's seriously the wipey thing
in the strap.
Oh yeah.
Cuz this is like, oh, you need a wipey? Pam
Pam right there.
That quick.
Then they got a little hatch in the back. And then the messenger bag is incredible. Perfect for amusement parks and maybe you know, even smaller day but you can wear a messenger bag when you're riding a ride or you know, walking around.
And the thing is, no one's going to look at you with this and be like, oh.
No,
it's a backpack. It's
a
messenger bag. And it's stylish. It looks great.
Yeah, but then you pop it open. Boom, you need a wipe. Let me wipe your
Cheerios.
Let me wipe up your gushy gush right there. Boom, dad got you. Jason's rocking the vest. Jason can carry so many things.
Oh, my goodness.
And also wipe me up after I eat eat a sandwich.
When we got the vest and I threw the vest on and I was like, oh, what's in the back? And I reach in the back and it had a diaper pad.
Boom.
It had a pad.
Yeah,
they pulled
like
down a layer
changing pad.
Like right now we're sitting there in a restaurant and I want to do my kid right there. I'm going to pull
changing
it out.
Changing pad.
Right on the table.
Smack dab in there. Where also in the backpack.
That? Where'd you get that? In
yeah,
my vest.
I know.
It's nice.
So shout out dadgear.com. Go check them out. You can find Dad Gear on Facebook as well.
Twitter.
Yeah, and on Twitter. And another shout out to Mary Mac Bakehouse, our good friend Mary Mac. She gives us all kinds of sweet goodies for our stand up get down show, which we just had one. Our next one will actually be
May 26th
at Arcade Comedy Theater. And she always provides sweet treats for people in the audience. It's awesome. But you can check out Mary Mac, her podcast. You can check out her podcast. It's at MaryMacPodcast.com. She has a store. You can find her on Facebook at Mary Mac Bakehouse, at Mary Mac Bakehouse on Instagram. But, yeah, you want to definitely check out.
She's the best.
Dude, she ships things all over the country. Oh, my gosh. And she even does little mixes, cookie mixes, all these different cookie mixes ready to bake.
Well, that was the first time we've done that where we gave those away to the audience.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
Yeah.
People were
awesome.
Crazy. They didn't even know what they were getting.
I know.
Where I'm giving them mixes.
It's incredible.
What did we do? And it was spectacular.
So, yeah, check out MaryMacPodcast.com. And or Mary Mac Bakehouse, you will find her if you look her up. So thanks to Mary Mac and Dad Gear. And on that note, if you're listening this week, I will be in Harrisburg this weekend performing at the Comedy Zone. Yeah, April. I was like, what month is it? April 21st and 22nd. And then on April 26th, I'll be at Comedians You Should Know show in Chicago. And then the 27th through the 29th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Wichita, Kansas with my friend Andy Picaro. He'll be opening it up for me there. And the very next week, the first week of May, at the Looney Bin in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then, yeah, we got the stand-up get down the 26th. And then I'm at the Comptra Theater the 27th in Cranberry, Pennsylvania.
Great theater.
Yeah. And then in June, I'll be in Tampa. So yeah. Boom.
That's it.
Back to the dad bods.
Yeah.
So here, it's funny because you said before, let me go back to what you were saying, is so did you start gaining weight after you were injured? But basically the doctor was saying,
no, I went in. I went in.
Oh, right, right, right.
I went in. It created the issue.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, for me, here's what happened to me, and this is kind of our own personal journey section of the show. We'll make it quick and not sappy, but I reached a point where I hit 330 pounds, and I was wearing ankle braces just to walk onto stage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't think you knew me then.
No.
Because at this point,
I knew who you were. I mean, I've seen you.
It's been about 3 years now, because it was April 1st. It was 3 years when I started my whole health kick and eating right. And my wife did it with me, too, which was huge.
Yeah, that's big.
And she started running marathons, and now she's, you know, now she's running, you know, 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons. Mm. You know, she's killing it now. But we both gained a little bit of weight, but I really just, I had a bad time the last year. So what happened was, a couple years ago, I couldn't walk on a stage. My ankles were hurting. And I was like, what is going on? I was tested for gout. Everything. Doctor's like, dude, he goes, you have arthritis in your feet and your ankles.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. Now, the result of having arthritis at 32 years old, was that, you know, I did play hockey competitively at least once a week for 17 years.
Right.
So, you know, that does not, and I was a goaltender, and when you think about it, you know, people always say, oh, you're a goalie, your knees are bad. No, actually, my ankles are bad.
Because you're cutting back.
It's just, that's all you're moving all the time. All your weight on your ankles and your balls of your feet. So, I got arthritis. But being over 300 pounds for a good 5 years really helped that come out about 10 years early. That's what the doctor said. Mm-hmm. He said, if you would have been in shape, you wouldn't have felt your arthritis for about another decade, which stinks. And that's what it was. And, but during that checkup, he also said, you have high blood pressure, you have high cholesterol, you're going to have a heart attack in your 40s. Heart disease runs in your family. Yeah. He said, you got to figure it out. And I was like, you know what? I want to see my kids grow up. You know, I want to see my kids get married. I want to see my grandkids. And I thought, let's do it. It's over. And that's what it was. And I first started cutting calories counting calories with the Fitness Pal app. Holler at your boy, Fitness Pal. You can sponsor us at growndadbusiness.com. But yeah, I started doing that. I cut alcohol. I cut white breads. I cut all white foods because white foods are evil, as our black friends know. That's hilarious. Come on. I'm just kidding. I just had to do it, and I went crazy counting calories and working out 5-6 days a week. I started doing some bodybuilding lifting, and I felt good. I felt really good, and I was a little over 2 years. And as of, you know, the end of July 2016, I tore a muscle in my back. And the couple months before that, I felt like I was in the best shape of my life.
Yeah.
I felt great. And the end of July, I tore a muscle in my back, had to go to the emergency room in Milwaukee because I was out of town. And it was the worst. It was the worst. And I couldn't even do cardio because it was a muscle that I had a partial tear in a muscle. I can't remember the name of it. But it was like right in my shoulder blade, and even doing cardio, I couldn't move my arms. I couldn't even lean on a bike.
I remember when it happened.
That's how
you called me.
Yeah, it was bad, man. It hurt really bad for about a month, like bad. Yeah. I mean, I was on Percocets and muscle relaxers. Yeah. I mean, it was bad. But then, you know, I wasn't able to work out for quite a while, a long time, at least 3 months. I couldn't really do anything, and it's the first time in my life that I was depressed. I was depressed.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I've been working out for 2 years straight. It's like it's my healing. You know what I mean? It's like my meditation is lifting and working out. And that's what it was for me. And so it was just like, you know what? I'm hurt. I mean, dude, I had to sleep for 4 months with my left arm behind my head on my back. And I'm a side sleeper, which, by the way, contributed to me getting hurt more.
Sure.
Because I tore a muscle and then slept on it wrong, and I woke up, and it was like someone stabbed me.
It's funny how when we do. I mean, we get to that age where it's just like you never think about that shit. Like, how I'm sleeping.
You sleep wrong, and now my shoulder is seized up for the rest of the day.
Up for 22 hours.
I know.
Like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I slept wrong.
Would you take a bullet in the shoulder? Nope.
Nope.
Yeah. I only used one pillow last night.
Yeah, something I've been doing for, I don't know, 30 years.
Yeah, I know.
All of a sudden doesn't work for me anymore.
Yeah. But that's where I was at, you know, and right now I'm my dad body is not, I feel like I'm turning fat now. Yeah. You know what I mean? So on that note, I feel so.
Do you feel better or do you feel worse right now?
No, I feel terrible. No,
No, I'm just saying right now after going, you know, just sitting down and having this discussion.
Honestly, it actually motivates me a little bit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
That's why we're talking about it. I'm like, you know what?
Are we both happy? Are we happy with the way we feel right now?
Right.
No.
Let's get on track.
So what, we support each other. How much do we support each other in life in general?
Right.
A lot, right?
Sure.
So next time we're on the road, it's not about 12 donuts.
No, absolutely not.
It can't be nutty bars. That was a good deal, though.
It was really good.
We got a good deal.
What is it, $3 for $1 nutty bars? Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Right?
Dude, you son of a bitch.
That was, yeah, it was great.
That store was a dumb son of a bitch.
It was.
For 3 nutty bars.
One in the freezer and ready to go for breakfast.
You son of a bitch.
You gotta be better, you son of a bitch.
Don't tell people our secrets, you son of a bitch. The one freezer nutty buddy? You son of a bitch.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.